RSN Central's Form Express.
Yeah, just a reminder, so there is no thoroughbred racing in Victoria today. That meeting at Echuca has officially been called off. There was a lot of concern around whether or not that meeting would actually go ahead, and it was called off about 45 minutes ago due to the conditions and the state of the track, and there is a lot of rain in the area. So no great surprises, but that meeting at Echuca has been officially abandoned. They are racing, though, in the trots at Shepparton tonight, and Lachie McIntosh is calling the action. Good morning to you, Lock.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
What do you make of the 8 races at Shepparton this evening?
Yeah, I think it's a good little card. There's plenty of value about. There's no real super short odds-on favourites that'll stifle the markets too much. So, yeah, looking forward to a good night up there at Shepparton this evening.
All right, where do we start with your best bets tonight?
Look, my best comes up in race 2, horse number 3, Illawong Jovial. Certainly at a backable price. When I last looked at it, it was about 290 with the tab fixed odds. Matt, he's been going great guns, this guy, since joining the Julie Douglas stable. Darryl has the drive, won its heat and final of the series here at Shepparton recently and really gave them a toweling in the final. So Sat Park did all the work and just powered away to win by a couple of lengths at the end. This race is certainly no harder and perhaps even just a touch easier. So despite a wide back row draw, I think he's definitely the horse to beat, and he's at a decent price at about 290. So that's my best race 2 horse, number 11, Illawong Jovial. Another value bet is in race 6, horse number 10, Twisted Bliss. This horse won back-to-back races in good fashion at a similar level and then struck a really hot field last time out at Maribor and ran a creditable third, I thought. Back row draws no hindrance. It's versatile. It's a good sit sprinter. I can do a little bit of work and get into the race in the last lap if required. So on an each-way basis, it's gone out to about 850 on the tab. So back at each way, and particularly for the place, race 6, number 10, Twisted Bliss. And well, it's probably ended up my roughie because my best roughie for the night, Matt, El Baloo in race 5 is no longer that rough. It was a $14 chance last night when I was doing the form. It's into $6 today, so it's certainly been well found, and I think it looks well graded at this level. Caught the eye last time in a strong race, finishing on well for the back to run third, and I think it's got a great chance here, but it's been well found. We've missed the $14. It's into $6, so that's race 5, number 9, El Baloo, what was our best roughie. The quaddie will go wide in the first leg, 9, 6, 1, 3, 4 and 8. I think all worth including there. So that's El Baloo, interpretation throwing at value. 1, Game is a good chance. 3, Mary Austin you have to include, but it will need to improve. Diamond Shoes is a watch first up, and the 8 always Loxley. And as far as the second leg goes, we'll go with the back rowers here, 10, 9 and 11. Twisted Bliss, I thought Changeover Girl had a good each-way chance. These are all double-figure odds too, Matt. And Jet's Art's been $10 into $5, expected to go close as well. So they're 10, 9, 11 in the second leg. In the third leg, we'll just take the 7 and the 6. That's Night School, the favourite, and the second favourite talent agent. I think they'll fight it out. And the last leg of the quaddie, I was keen on 9, Aldebaran Dino, but he has made a break at the start on occasion, being a trotter. So if you had to take another one for insurance, take the 7 down under Barker's, but you could probably anchor that $1.40 pop Aldebaran Dino in the last. But he just has that little bit of a risk there with that break that he had 2 starts ago at the start. So as far as the insurance, take the 7 down under Barker's as well.
Good on you, Lock. Good luck tonight at Shepparton. One thing we're going to be discussing over the next week or so is the Victoria Cup. It's getting closer now. Just before we let you go, the news last night that Adam Hamilton was breaking that Spirit of St. Louis has been ruled out of the Victoria Cup. The stablemate, though, Expensive Ego, is the favourite currently with the tab at $4.50. We're not far out now. Have you got a thought in the Vic Cup? Who might be the one to beat?
Yeah, obviously, Rob's of some interest with Spirit of St. Louis because he was so impressive for down here last year. So yeah, I really like the way Mick Stanley's got Rock and Roll Do going. I think he's the in-form horse. He's just got so many weapons. And, yeah, he's the one I'm liking at the moment.
He's $9. Gee, he's been impressive at his last couple of starts. Enjoy Shepparton tonight, Lock. We'll catch up throughout the week.
No worries. Good luck, mate.
There is Lachie McIntosh. He'll be calling at Shepparton this evening. Georgie Ferugia joins us now to have a look at Horsham and Warrigal. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Matty. How are you? Welcome back, mate.
Yes, thank you, mate. It's great to be back, especially when I get to talk to you on a Tuesday to get your winners at Horsham and Warrigal. And then, of course, off the leash, which there is plenty to discuss, but we need to back a couple of winners first.
Yeah, we'll kick off at Horsham, mate. Race 4, number 6, a greyhound called Cruisin' Cherry. It's only had the 6 starts, 1, 2 of them placed in another 3. Comes from a litter of greyhounds that can show some really good early speed. Last couple of runs at Horsham have been nice. They're just continually improving this dog. And again, can offset the box draw. Should be able to outpace some of the greyhounds drawn around her. And if she can do that, a massive chance to win. Seemingly getting a little bit stronger as she goes along. So race 4, number 6, Cruisin' Cherry. Quality numbers at Horsham. First leg, 2, 8, and 1. Second leg, 8, 5, 6, and 3. Third leg, 2, and 3. And we come home with 5 and 3. Warrigal tonight, race 10, number 5, a greyhound called Irish. Again, racing in good form. It's won its last 3. A couple of wins at Warrigal and its last couple of starts have been good. First splits have been good. Handled wide draws. Got a vacant box on its outside. I just see it winning again. Around the $2.15 mark, but we're happy to have a play. And it's a dog in form, and I think it'll get the job done. So race 10, number 5. Quaddy numbers there at Warrigal. 8, 6, 5, and 1 in the first leg. Second leg is one of our favourite greyhounds. We're going to take it number 4, 1 out. And I speak of course, Rejuvenate. Third leg, 3, 4, and 6. And then we come home with number 2, and that is Aston Exceed, number 2, 1 out in the last leg. So I'll just go through those numbers again. 8, 6, 5, and 1. Second leg, number 4, 1 out. Third leg, 3, 4, and 6. We come home with number 2, 1 out in the last leg.
Rejuvenate, 1 out. Georgie, you've talked me into a bet. Good luck.
No worries, mate. Talk soon.
Yeah, there's George Ferrugia. He'll join us in about 10 minutes for Off the Leash as we discuss all of the latest news in greyhound racing. It's 5 minutes to midday.